ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदयंतस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 78 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ दंतवक्र एंड रोमहर्षण वर्स नंबर 29 एंड 30। हा हेति वादिनः सर्वे मुनयः खिन्नमानसा ऊचु संकर्षणं देवं अधर्मस्ते कृतः प्रभो। हा हेति वादिनः सर्वे मुनयः खिन्नमानसा ऊचुः संकर्षणं देवं अधर्मस्ते कृतः प्रभो। हा हेति वादिनः सर्वे मुनयः खिन्नमानसा ऊचुः संकर्षणं देवं अधर्मस्ते कृतः प्रभो। हा हेति वादिनः सर्वे धर्मस्ते कृतः प्रभो। हा हेति वादिनः सर्वे मुनयः खिन्नम माताजीस। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। हा हा अलास अलास इति थस वादिनः सेइंग सर्वे ऑल मुनयः द सेजेस खिन्न डिस्टर्ब्ड मानसा हूज माइंड्स ऊचुः दे टोल्ड संकर्षणम बलराम देवम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड अधर्मः एन इरिलीजियस एक्ट ते बाय यू कृतः डन प्रभो ओ मास्टर। translation. All the sages cried out, "Alas, alas," in great distress. They told Lord Sankarsan, "O Master, you have committed an irreligious act." Text 30. Asya brahmasanam dattam asmabhir yadunandana ayushatma klamam tavad yavat satram samapyate. Translation and purport. O favorite of the Yadus, we gave him the seat of the spiritual master and promised him long life and freedom from physical pain for as long as this sacrifice continues. Purport. Although Romaharshan was not a Brahman, having been born of a mixed marriage, he was invested with that status by the assembled sages and thus given the Brahmasan, the seat of the chief officiating priest.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Katamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya De Satarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupaswarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, I'll read the verses once again. All the sages cried out, "Alas, alas," in great distress. They told Lord Sankarsan, "O Master, you have committed an irreligious act. O favorite of the Yadus, we gave him the seat of the spiritual master and promised him long life and freedom from physical pain for as long as this sacrifice continues." So we are continuing our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 78, killing of Dantavakra. And now Lord Balaram has killed Romaharshan Sut. So for those who may not know the background of the story, so when it became very apparent that the Pandavas and the Kauravas were going to fight that fratricidal war at the Kurukshetra, and all the attempts for reconciliation failed, so Lord Krishna had taken had given a promise that he will not fight, but he was ready to be a consultant and also ready to give the army, so to both the sides, because both the Kauravas and Pandavas, they were related to Lord Krishna. So just so that he will be unbiased or neutral, so he had given that offer. And Lord Balaram, to be completely neutral, he decided that he will not participate in the war, and rather he will go for a spiritual tour. So he went for a yatra to all the places of pilgrimage in India. So while going through all the holy places, Lord Balaram comes to Naimisharanya, where all the sages had assembled for performing a long sacrifice. And as part of the sacrifice, there were also some discourses which were to be held, and for as officiating priest, they had appointed Romaharshan, who was a disciple of Vedavyas, to be the chief who would be giving discourses. And it is mentioned in the previous verses that Lord Balaram, when he entered into that arena of sacrifice where all the sages had assembled, so all the sages, they recognized the appearance of the Lord in their midst, and showing their respect and honor to the Lord, not because he is just a great personality, but they also recognized that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and they left their seats, they got up and offered obeisances and offered their respects. So all the sages were seated, and Romaharshan Suta was seated on the Vyasasan, and all the sages, they got up and they offered obeisances and respects to Lord Balaram, but Romaharshan, he did not get up. Not only he did not get up, but he also did not show any kind of respect. So it is mentioned that sometimes, or rather, as a practice, a person who is on the Vyasasan, because he is representing at that particular time Vyasadeva, he is exempt from offering obeisances or showing respect in certain cases, but definitely here it was a special case. Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself was present. So it was a duty that he should have showed respects, although it was not necessary because he was occupying that position. And Lord Balaram, as in the previous verses it explains, that he reciprocated with all the sages, and he also sat in the assembly, but then he noted that Romaharshan Sut, he not only did not show any respect by getting up, but also did not show any respect in terms of it seems that not even bowing his head down like that. So Lord Balaram, he detected the mistake, and that is, he says that you are very learned. He addresses Romarshan that you are very learned in all the scriptures, being a disciple, direct disciple of Vyasdeva. Setihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvasha. So he says that you are very learned in all the itihasas, puranas, dharma shastra. Na bhavaya he mentions that although you have all the knowledge, but you have not cultivated the value, the humility, and that's why you are falsely proud of your knowledge, and you are just acting like an actor. Natasyeva ajitatmana, like that. So to teach him a lesson, and by his act for all time to come, Balramji, he does a very transcendental act. He takes a straw of kusha grass and just places that at the neck of Romaharshan, and the result is that this blade of grass, by that blade of grass, Romaharshan is killed, he dies. And as soon as that happened, the previous verse it mentions, Sukadeva Goswami continued, although Lord Balram had stopped killing the impious, because he had taken a vow that he will not fight in the battle, and he had recused himself of all violent acts, Romaharshan's death was inevitable. Thus having spoken, Lord killed by picking up a blade of kusha grass and touching him with its tip. And as soon as that happened, the present verse, all the sages cried out, alas, alas, in great distress. They told Lord Sankarshan, O Master, you have committed an irreligious act. So, before killing, Lord also had contemplated certain history of Romaharshan, and that was that he was not from a proper background, in sense that he was a product of a pratiloma marriage. So, although that seems to be an external consideration, but then Lord had explained that because he has not cultivated the right mood for speaking or for speaking about the transcendental subject matters. And in the next verse, the sages mention that they gave him the seat of spiritual master and promised him long life and freedom from physical pain as long as this sacrifice continues. So, in his commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he mentions that Lord considered that the speaker, he was not qualified. He was, very proud, and because of that, that very thing was irreligious that he was sitting there. So, if an irreligious thing is countered, so how that counter could be irreligious? So, he raises an hypothetical question, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that when the sages say that you have committed an irreligious act, how could that be if the killing is justified? So, in this verse, they mention that although he was not qualified by, his birth especially, but the sages had empowered him and bestowed blessings on him for long life, free from pain, so that he could speak till the sacrifice is over. So this also shows that how qualification does not rest on the birth which many times in the present day and age, people, there is a very perverse, Varnashram system. So the sages, they qualified him because he was disciple of Vyasdev and he had learnt and he was very knowledgeable. So they elevated him to that position by giving him blessings. So here we see that it seems a very scandalous act that has happened, that a great sacrifice is about to begin and Lord comes and kills the person who is the chief priest. So, and that caused a great stir and all the sages were disturbed. As it mentions in the verse, khinna manasa, munaya khinna manasa. They became very disturbed in mind. And although they were disturbed, we see from these next few verses how the sages, they exhibited their discretion and prudence in acting according to the time, place and circumstance, the person involved, and rather than becoming disturbed and taking action, they addressed the Lord in very choice words. And they were also determined that sacrifice which they had begun, and right at the beginning the sacrifice was disturbed. So they did not abandon their endeavor, but they showed determination because the task that they had actually taken up was for the welfare of the society. So, there is a very nice verse which is written by a great, moralist and Niti, that is in terms of what is the right conduct by one king Bhartrahari. So he was very experienced in many affairs and he is also considered as one of the authorities for Niti, that is how things are managed properly in the material affairs. So he mentions, although it may look very mundane, but it is of great value. The verse says that prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichai prarabhya vigna vihita viramanti madhya vignahe puna punarapi pratyahanyamana prarabdham uttama jana na parityajanti. It says, it describes the characters of different people. For fear of obstacles, nothing is begun at all by those who are mean, niche, or those who don't have any kind of determination. So just because they fear there may be so many obstacles, they don't take up any action. They don't begin any work. Ordinary people begin and stop when thwarted by difficulties. But good or resolute men, though repeatedly repelled by adverse circumstances, do not give up what they have begun. So here we see, and in future verses we will see that, when the sages, they had begun the sacrifice, the first obstacle came in, the main priest was no more, was killed. And later on, there were many demons which were disturbing the sacrifice. So, but because the sages, they were not acting out of selfishness, but out of pure selflessness for the welfare of general populace. That's why they were great men with great determination. And they did not want the sacrifice to be disturbed, and that's why they told the Lord, they spoke to the Lord that you have done a great irreligious act. So while speaking, they were quite aware of his position and therefore they spoke the truth or the fact that happened with great respect. The verse is, adharmas te krita prabho, ओ लॉर्ड, ओ प्रभु, यू हैव डन अ ग्रेटली इरिलीजियस एक्ट, अधर्म ते कृता, यू हैव डन अ अधर्म. द सेजेस वर नॉट एंग्री एट द लॉर्ड फॉर वॉट ही डिड, बट दे वर कंसर्न्ड विथ द कंप्लीशन ऑफ वॉट दे हैड एक्चुअली बिगन, विच वॉज फॉर वेलफेयर ऑफ ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज. And the sages, as in the next few verses it will be mentioned, the sages were also aware of the transcendental position of the Lord. And then they also mentioned that you, because of this act that you have done, you also will have to do some atonement. Because they were not only aware of the transcendental position of the Lord, but were also aware of the purpose of the incarnations of the Lord, which is mentioned that the Lord appears again and again to reduce the irreligious activities, to destroy irreligion and to propagate religion, to protect the sages and to take care of the impious living entities. And he also appears to set an example for the general populace to follow. By his own example, he teaches. As it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, verses 22, 23 and 24, the Lord says, O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. For if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. So although the sages, they were very clear of the transcendental position of the Lord and were also aware that the Lord, because He is transcendental, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He cannot make any mistake. So, it was fateful, it had to happen that Romaharshan was to die for whatever, reasons from his side. But the act is such that it may create some kind of confusion in the general populace. The ordinary people may not be able to understand the actions of the Lord properly. And therefore, just so that people are saved from the confusion and maybe also criticism of the Lord, they may criticize the Lord, that just see, how can He act in such a way? So to avoid that criticism and offensive mentality, the sages, they addressed the Lord and they said that, you should, do some atonement. Although in the same verse they say, although you are transcendental, but please do some atonement so that, the general people, they should not misunderstand your actions. So, here we see that, how the sages, they showed great maturity in dealing with the situation. And, if we were to consider what happened with Romaharshan Sutta. So he was a great scholar. He was qualified in terms of the knowledge that he had. Although he was not a Brahman by birth, but was elevated to the position of Guru by the sages, because the sages wanted to perform the sacrifice, wanted discourses, and they saw that he is qualified in terms of great knowledge that he has, because he is disciple of Vyasdeva, trained by him personally, and he also has the necessary skill that he is a eloquent orator and he can discuss and describe in a way that people can understand the Puranas, the histories, because he himself is very clear about them, has great clarity. However, just having knowledge and skills is not enough. If we don't have the right kind of values, because knowledge and skill can actually make a person proud. It's like having head and hands without heart. And if there is no good heart or no proper intention, then we see that many times people with great knowledge and great skills, they become the source of greater problems than the solutions to the world. Although it seems that if a person has proper knowledge and skills, lot of problems can be solved. But, you know, we have so many testimonies, right? In last few weeks also we have seen great knowledge and expertise is used, but without proper intention, without proper heart, it creates great problems for the whole world. And, you know, I was reading yesterday one book, very nice book, which is, you know, compiled from lectures of His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj. So, you know, we are fortunate that his favorite disciple, Mataji, you know, she is seated here, Vraj Leela Mataji. So, I was reading this book, Surrender, the Key to Eternal Life. And in that, in one chapter, Maharaj is saying that sometimes very good managers or administrators, they can be the most obnoxious people. While poor managers may be administering the strongest of temples. So, in this lecture he is mentioning that how just having knowledge and skills is not enough. He mentions, even if we do not possess the material skills, if devotion is strong, then Krishna will come through. Because we want to try to excel in the both the areas of organization and personal character. So, if we have great organizing skills, but if we don't have that character, that humility of heart, then more problems can be created than the solutions expected. So, in one of the lectures, even His Holiness Radhanath Swami was mentioning that a humble heart is the birthplace of humility, of devotion. So, it's very important that with the knowledge and skills, a person also cultivates values. Many times the world we are living in, it gives great importance to knowledge and skills, that how much knowledge a person has, so much data crunching a person can do, and can speak very fluently. And many times, you know, great importance is given to these kind of things. But the real value lies in, you know, the humility and all these, you know, very important qualities of heart. And here we see that when Lord Balaram entered the arena and he detected that Romharshan Suta, he was elevated to the position of speaking and being the officiating priest, the guru, because of his knowledge and skills, he was empowered, he was blessed, and he was given the authority by the sages to speak. So, it's very important to understand that being qualified to do something is different than being authorized to do something. Many times people make a mistake that because I am authorized to do something, I am qualified to do something. These are two different things. A person may be empowered to do something. But if he starts feeling that I am qualified without actually having a proper qualification, then it's just a matter of time that the empowerment will actually go away. The blessings will be withdrawn. So, you know, what this humble heart means is that we see ourselves as instruments, transparent via media, in the hands of Guru and the Guru Parampara, and for whatever, you know, even knowledge and skills that we have, even if whatever, you know, praise or respect comes, if we acknowledge that this is actually not mine, but this is because of the empowerment that is coming, then the empowerment will continue to be there. But as soon as a person starts taking it for himself, then we see, then the Romharshan factor comes into picture. And we see that many times, you know, people may have great knowledge of scriptures, but then if it is not with proper humble attitude, then it creates lot of dissension and confusion. And as some lectures back Maharaj was saying, that sometimes, you know, knowledgeable devotees may also end up fighting on certain philosophical issues, right? So what's important, Maharaj was telling, is that we have to see what is the purpose. And here we see that, you know, we have to be very careful that although we may be, you know, given some responsibility to do certain acts on behalf of the Guru Parampara, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna in the preaching movement, but if we think that we are qualified, then that becomes a great disqualification. And to the extent a person feels that he is unqualified, he actually starts becoming qualified. So, contrary to the behavior that was exhibited by Romharshan, we see Lord Balaram, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. He is not different than the Lord Himself. And when He was addressed by the sages that, O Prabhu, you have done a great irreligious act, He did not argue with them. On the contrary, He accepted what the sages, you know, gave the feedback. He accepted that, and He was ready to amend Himself. And He accepted that admonition of the sages, that adharmaste kritas prabho, that you have done this irreligious act and you have overturned what blessings we gave. We just gave Him the blessings that you will have a long life, free of pain, and here with a blade of grass you have actually killed Him. So people will lose faith in even the sages, that these blessings don't work. So please do something. Atone. And also, you know, when the sages mentioned to Lord Balaram that you have to do some atonement, so he says, oh, yes, you know, okay, you know, please tell me what should I do. If you want, I can revive Him again and give Him a long life and full energy and vigor and sensory power. So the sages, they say, no, keep your, you know, keep, you know, the, let the transcendental act of yours be intact, of killing, and the transcendental power of your transcendental weapon, the blade of grass, be intact, and also our blessings. So again, this seems to be a conflicting situation, and situation where things seem to be contradictory, that how both the things can happen. But as Prabhupada mentions, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the contradictions are resolved. So then the Lord, He resolves the contradiction. We'll see in the next few verses how the Lord does that. And it is amazing that, in this act, Lord is also mentioning by, using that particular weapon, a very unique weapon, that what was lacking in Romarshan. He said, you have such great, vast knowledge and oratory skills, but if you can just have this small, like a blade of grass, humility, then you could be actually empowered. But because that was lacking, the blade of grass was more powerful than the Romaharshan Sutta, and none of his knowledge and skills could actually protect him. So we learn this great lesson of humility, from the blade of grass. And just to end, it is mentioned that vivekah sah sampatya vinaye vinayo vidyaya sah prabhutvam prashrayopetam chinnam etan mahatmanam. It is mentioned in Niti Shlokas that greatness in people may be recognized from following signs. There are certain characteristics of great people. Discretion along with wealth. Person who has great wealth, if he has discretion also, how to use it, he is a great man. Humbleness with scholarship. And power with courteousness. So, having knowledge is not bad, but being falsely proud of the knowledge is what is, troublesome, which this, pastime it exhibits. So, if a person can be humble while having vast knowledge, then we can understand that he is truly blessed by the Lord, that he is actually empowered, and, he can be a instrument of change. So, while striving to get right kind of knowledge and proper skills, we should also endeavor to cultivate the real value of humility of heart. So, this is a few thoughts that I could think, for this, from this pastime, practically what we could understand. And I am aware that I am greatly lacking in these qualities, and it is only possible by the association of devotees that a person can become humble truly. And I am sure that all the Vaishnavas here will be merciful, and by their blessings I may be able to practice what I just spoke today. So I am aware that some things I may have spoken which is beyond my realization, so please forgive me. And if you feel that there was anything of value, then please bless me so that I can also practice. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Although there are 5 minutes, 7 minutes more, if there is any comment, so it's invited. I don't feel qualified to answer question, but we'll try. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for amazing class. You were mentioning this point, humility and managerial skills, that set, full set. So, Prabhuji, what is the cutoff line, or what is the threshold point where, who decides, now to act in a devotee style in a humble way, or now is the time to act in a... Because many times, as a person, as a victim, I feel like many times the superiors have acted in a very managerial way. they could have acted in a very devotee way, humble way. But when I am acting on my, when I am the person who is afflicting the cause, the pain, then I may think that, you know, no, this is right, this is wrong. So what is the balance?
So in the instructions while speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the instructions is that we should not discuss management. So I'll try to stick with that. We can discuss that personally. I you know, we all have that experience, so we have to seek the, you know, advice, and you know, we have to ask the seniors how to act in given situation, because it is a very general question. You know, it could be affected by so many circumstantial things. So, you know, I don't, at least I may be wrong, you know, someone else has some better answer, but I feel that no one answer can be there, because your answer, your question itself, it answers in a way that, you know, when I am acting, I act like a manager. But when I am at the receiving end, I feel that, you know, I should have been treated in a Vaishnava way. So, as I remember in, you know, one devotee had said that, he was kind of expressing that when it comes to receiving, we want that, you know, people around us should, you know, exhibit Vaishnava etiquette. But when it comes to ourselves doing something, then, you know, we don't, you know, we see that, you know, it should be done in a proper way, you know, whether it is Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava. So, you know, we know the answer that, you know, when we are acting, what we expect from others that they should behave with us, we should be actually behaving. Huh? So, and also another thing is that Atmavan Manyate Jagat. We think everyone in the world is, you know, the way we think, right? So we impose our mental, you know, things on others. And, you know, but we should be, you know, it is mentioned that a real learned person is one who actually treats everyone in a way that he would want himself to be treated. So, if we practice ourselves that, so that will be satisfying, no matter how we are treated, because, you know, otherwise, how will we learn the qualities of tolerance and humility? You know? So, you know, these things, they cannot be taught in classroom, that you have to be tolerant and you have to be humble. These are not subject matters of classroom. You know? They have to be experienced. And when we go through it, then we actually learn. So, here we are seeing Lord Balaram is being actually admonished. Adharmaste krita prabho. Adharm pehle bol diya. Adharma. You have done adharma, prabhu. So, but he did not, you know, say, you don't know who I am. And he said, oh, yes. You know, okay, tell me what I should do. And then he says, prescribe me what I should do first. I should not be speaking, you know, future verses, but just because question has come. And he says, you prescribe me what I should do, because I may not know what has to be done. So, you know, why the Lord is acting like that? Is he just acting? So he is setting an example that, you know, how we should be dealing when it comes to us. So, you know, we have to be sensitive while dealing with others, but, you know, when it comes to others dealing with us, then we should not become super sensitive. Generally, that is a tendency. We become super sensitive when others deal with us in certain way which we don't like, and become insensitive when we are dealing with others. So if we just flip, that we become super sensitive when dealing with others, and we don't take much on our mind and heart what others have done, not that, you know, we artificially do that, but we have to find a balance. So in different situations it can be done in different ways. So situation to situation we have to see. So that is, you know, I'm inexperienced, not much experience. So.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bhaji. Actually, you gave a very nice... Now a Bhagavatam-based question. Bhaji, that even you mentioned in the class, even the previous verses explain the technicalities, why the external reason, you said it is external reason. So how do we understand? Because as a Vaishnavas, we generally don't go by birth thing. But it explains that Roma Harshana Sutta was some technical terms like one of the parents is less than a Brahmana. So how do we see it? Like Krishna himself says Chaturvarna Maya Shishyam, but then how do we see this thing externally?
Yeah, so you know, I am not much experienced in this particular subject matter. You know, if you ask Govind Prabhu, you may get a good answer. But yes, there are some cultural issues here, and based on different cultures, a person actually, you know, develops a certain kind of quality and thought pattern. So this is what I can think of, you know, although here it is mentioned that although he was not qualified in that sense, but the sages, they blessed him for long life and like that. So from transcendental point of view, externals don't really matter. Anyone can be qualified if you know, the blessings are there of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his representatives. So there is no qualification. Or it is said that, you know, mercy is causeless. So there is no cause for that. There is no qualification required. In fact, mercy comes where there is least qualification, right? So we see that, you know, bhakti comes because of mercy. It does not come because of qualification. So yes, from transcendental point of view, there is no need for qualification. But then again, you know, I cannot understand, you know, what was the context in which, you know, probably at that time, there was something which was relevant. I really can't comment. So, sorry for the lack of knowledge that I have. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.